Defense Life Insurance with a lifetime lock. Call 800-260-7322. That's 800-260-7322. 800-260-7322.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe. No-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m.? Big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas? The ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk. Real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Major U.S. stock indexes closing hundreds of points higher. Consumer confidence jumped for the first time in 5 months, says a conference board survey. Wall Street also reacting to President Trump delaying tariffs on European imports to July. ABC's Karen Travers at the White House.
President making it very clear if there's no deal by then, that tariff threat of 50% is still very much on the table.
At the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs in New York, jurors have been hearing from a former assistant of Combs, Capricorn Clark, who says she was forced to gunpoint to help Combs in acts of violence against ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura's boyfriend. In a reversal from what he said at his Senate confirmation hearing, Health Secretary RFK Jr. removed COVID vaccines from recommended shots for healthy children and pregnant women. Despite what aid groups say is chaos, operations getting food to people in Gaza have succeeded, says State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce. This is ABC News. If you do this after an airliner lands despite being told by the crew to sit down, one country is going to make you pay.
Turkey is telling airline passengers that if they stand up too early, crowd the aisle, or try to cuff people in line to get off the plane, they could pay the price. The country's aviation regulator said there's been a serious increase in these cases, instructing passengers to wait until that seatbelt sign is turned off and to wait for your turn. If passengers don't comply, they'll be reported to that aviation authority and they'll have to pay an administrative fine. Clara McMichael, ABC News.
Free check bags for everyone flying on Southwest. That policy officially over as of this Tuesday. The airline now says passengers will have to pay $35 for their first check bag and $45 for a second one. The most expensive Southwest tickets and those for the top tier of Southwest Miles customers will still come with bags that fly for free.
ABC's Sherry Preston about those changes at Southwest. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swimming sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this, spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all starts Thursday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, cloudy sky, few showers around at times. Low tonight, low 50s. High tomorrow in the upper 60s. Dries out for the end of the week and the upcoming weekend as the temps climb. Heating up into the 70s Thursday, 80s for Friday and the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 65 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A deadly Memorial Day weekend on Wisconsin roads included a crash in Marinette County Friday night in which three people were killed when a driver ran a stop sign, and a wrong-way crash on I-43 in Ozaukee County Monday morning, which killed two and critically injured a third person. Three others died in crashes in Racine County, Jefferson County, and Lincoln County. Nearly 1,000 nurses at Madison's Unity Point Meritor Hospital are on strike. A Meritor spokesperson says visiting nurses were onboarded over the weekend to help the hospital. Both sides are expected to meet Thursday. At the Capitol, legislation known as Braden's Law has advanced in an assembly committee named after a Wisconsin teen who took his own life after falling prey to sextortion. It's now ready to be scheduled for a vote in the full assembly.
Alzheimer's disease affects more than 6 million Americans, and nearly two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options and bring new hope. This May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Talk to your doctor if you notice any memory or thinking issues in yourself or a loved one. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Numbers are us. Your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. The Pepin County Sheriff's Department has a new canine officer. Canine Pasca is a 14-month-old Belgian Malinois born in the Netherlands. With Deputy Kavanaugh next month, Canine Pasca will team up with Canine Officer Jack to enhance community safety in Pepin County. Eau Claire County is seeking a new county administrator. Current County Administrator Catherine Schaaf has announced her plans to retire July 10th. Applications from those interested in taking the role are being accepted through June 27th. Schaaf has worked as county administrator for 10 years. Durand residents may see a lower water rate increase. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the Public Service Commission has released the results of their study and report on the water utility and rates.
The city administrator mentioned last night that the numbers come back. We just found out in the last day or so. They had a few more questions. And so what has led to those numbers, and now Ehlers and Associates, which is our finance company that is going over those numbers to see how they fit into paying for these water projects that we have to do and so on. And again, as I said, it sounds like it's going to be a little bit less. When we were talking the 60% increase, that it's probably going to be a little bit lower than that. But now our finance people are looking at it.
The city will still have to hold a public hearing on any proposed water rate increase, and any increase will still need to be approved by the PSC. The ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin Counties will be offering senior farmers market vouchers starting June 1st to Buffalo and Pepin County residents. The vouchers are available to residents 60 years and older that meet income guidelines to obtain fresh, locally grown fruits and vegetables. The vouchers will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. For more information on the program, contact the ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin Counties. Ellsworth residents will notice construction equipment that's been arriving near the Pierce County Jail as crews will begin construction of the new Judicial Center. The $30 million project was approved last year by the Pierce County Board and will have new courtrooms, conference rooms, and house other departments. The new center is expected to be completed by October of 2026. A Portage County man accused of shooting his brother during an argument has pled not guilty to attempted homicide. Justin Wotelowitz entered the plea for that count and several others, including aggravated battery, recklessly endangering safety, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Investigators say he shot Ryan Wotelowitz in the leg, causing serious injuries. The 42-year-old was arrested at the scene and has been held on $1 million bond and will face a week-long trial in mid-August. There's been no update on Ryan's condition since the March incident. At the time, doctors said his leg could require amputation. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include a resolution adopting NIMS as emergency management for Mondovi and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. Authorities continue to investigate a deadly accident on Lake Wissota. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, two watercrafts collided on the lake Friday night, resulting in one woman's death. The victim's name is yet to be released. The Durand, Arkansas School District has made some changes to the summer school program. Durand, Arkansas Superintendent Ryan Nelson says the district made three changes to the program that helped increase enrollment.
We shifted it to a little bit earlier in the summer. Traditionally, it had been late July, early August. We bumped it up to June, and then we also added transportation for students. Stops will be similar to what they are during the school year. And then also we added serving lunch, kind of just an extension of the school year lunch program. So I think, you know, those few changes have helped increase our participation at the elementary level alone. The last couple of years, we've averaged about 120 students participating. This year, we've got 175 students signed up.
Nelson says programs offered will be academic support and enrichment activities. The Mondovi Fire Department will be conducting a training session on Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Oak Street. The street will be blocked from North Eau Claire Street to North Washington Street for the time period. Residents are advised to make plans for an alternate route. Meanwhile, residents are also reminded that due to the Memorial Day holiday today, trash and recycling pickup will be delayed one day this week. The Durand Police Department still has five openings available for kids in 6th through 12th grades to participate in the Public Safety Career Day on June 18th and 19th. Those participating will see how area law enforcement, firefighters, and EMTs work daily and careers in all three areas. Registration deadline is June 1st. For more information, visit the City of Durand website and go to the Get Involved page. Jean Zimmerman is still looking for answers following the death of her daughter's convicted killer. Zimmerman spoke with WKOW-TV last week after news came out that David Call had died at the Dodge Correctional Institution. Call pled guilty to homicide charges related to the 2008 killing of UW-Madison student Brittany Zimmerman in 2020.
Gene Zimmerman says there are still questions that will likely never be answered now that Kala's died, like whether he acted alone in the murder of her child. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2025. Your future is bright, and we're proud to be a part of it.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking residents to share information for the state's beach list this year. The program allows people to see updates on recreation areas along Lake Michigan and Lake Superior coasts. Folks can provide details on conditions and safety at boat launches and other public access points. The beach list is posted at the Wisconsin DNR website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
I learned a lot of life lessons from my dad.
He's been there my entire life, and he's been a great example of what a father should be.
He always embraced and taught me to be a cowboy.
Dad has the weight of the world on his shoulders.
The guy is extremely talented and very knowledgeable.
He's a good man and a strong man who's not afraid to do what he needs to do for his family.
It ain't easy every day, and he dang sure made it look easy.
And I'll always be thankful for that.
Boot Barn, keep West.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bush reflects on Hall nomination. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Welcome.
This ought to get pretty wild here.
To more where that came from.
Go get it done.
More fresh starts.
Green, 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 green.
And fantastic finishes. More risk.
Trouble, turn number three.
More reward. More chaos, more chills, and more thrills. Welcome to More What You Asked For, and a whole lot more to come. Welcome to NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Busch Light in Nashville, Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Prime Video.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
2004 NASCAR Cup Series champion Kurt Busch is still trying to wrap his head around the fact that he's a first ballot nominee elected to the 2026 class of the NASCAR Hall of Fame. The 46-year-old, who will take his place in NASCAR history this coming January, reflected on what the honor means to him.
It's been amazing. I mean, I never would have expected this as a kid racing in the desert out in Vegas as a hobby with my dad. It was emotional. I had to put the emotional racing blinders on just in case my name didn't come up. I'm amazed with the respect, the way that everything went down to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I have so many people to thank.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The Brewers and Red Sox play Game 2 of their series at AmFam Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Aaron Savalia gets the starting nod for the Brewers. Yesterday, D.L. Hall pitching 2 1/3 innings to help the Brewers win the series opener 3-2 over the Red Sox. Practice underway at Erin Hills for the Women's U.S. Open later this week. Scattered showers in the forecast at times for the event, which starts on Thursday. The Packers had their first day of OTA workouts today. They'll also practice tomorrow and Thursday. We'll hold their mandatory minicamp on June 10th. According to The Athletic, Packers defensive back Jair Alexander not attending OTAs, but is expected to attend that mandatory minicamp. USA Hockey will recognize 12 individuals at its President's Awards Dinner on Friday, June 6th. The honorees include former Badger Hillary Knight as the Women's Player of the Year. NBA tonight, Indiana hosting New York, up 2-1 in the series. NHL Edmonton at home against Dallas, leading the Stars 2-1. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Baseball playoff brackets are out, plus the state softball hits record goes down. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. This will be an incredibly busy week of high school postseason action, with Tuesday night alone featuring track and field regionals, boys tennis sub-sectionals, boys and girls lacrosse regional play, and the continuation of softball regional action. All of those will continue with additional postseason play Thursday and or Friday. The high school baseball season is winding down also, and the WIAA has now released the playoff brackets for all the divisions, featuring the seeds and matchups for every team. In softball action last week, Reedsburg senior Kylie Molitor broke the state record for most hits in a career, surpassing the old record of 204. She'll attend Wisconsin to play for the Badgers softball team next year. Speaking of Reedsburg, the Beavers baseball team secured an outright Badger small conference title with a pair of wins over McFarland last week, the third straight year they've won a league championship. The Oak Creek baseball team had quite the week. On Thursday, Ryan Buchta struck out 13 in a 7-8 perfect game against Kenosha Bradford, the first in school history. A day later, head coach Scott Holla recorded his 500th career victory leading the Knights. Oak Creek sits atop the Southeast Conference standings with three huge games this week against Kenosha Tremper, who is just a game behind. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio. I bet you lay awake at night wondering what Wisconsin's plant species of the year is. Yes, plant species. Well, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week announced the 2025 Plant Species of the Year. I'm going to tell you what it is when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Your Wisconsin DNR has announced milkweed as the Rare Plant Monitoring Program's 2025 Plant of the Year, and the agency is encouraging citizens to plant milkweed to help monarch butterflies. Milkweed is an important plant for monarchs and a fine addition to any home garden. When combined with a few native plants that bloom throughout the spring and summer, the DNR says your garden can support an even wider variety of pollinators. Of the 13 native milkweed plants in Wisconsin, 5 are listed as endangered, threatened, or species of special concern. Monarchs breed in the Badger State throughout the spring and summer, and they require milkweed to survive. It's the only plant that monarchs lay their eggs on, and it's the only food that monarch caterpillars eat. To learn more and find native milkweed plants near you, visit the agency's Native Plants webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Native Plants. Then you can help the monarch butterfly. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, cloudy sky, few showers around at times. Low tonight, low 50s. High tomorrow in the upper 60s. Dries out for the end of the week and the upcoming weekend as the temps climb. Heating up into the 70s Thursday, 80s for Friday and the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 65 right now.
Wheat and cattle markets find pressure with corn and soybeans mixed on Tuesday trade. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now for our market wrap-up, Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics. And Mike, I know the wheat market's under some pressure. Corn and beans kind of chopping around. It just felt like this market kind of was drifting a bit coming out of the holiday weekend.
Yeah, I think so. The post-holiday trade, you know, both grains and livestock is profit-taking by the longs. That's kind of the story of the day coming out of the long weekend, Jesse. For the grains, not enough weather to keep the supply bowl running. I think that's the best way to categorize the wheat market, especially. Maybe a little bit more uncertainty in the corn and beans as we get ready for not just crop conditions in terms of planting pace and emergence pace. But we'll also get our first corn condition number for the year, for this new crop year. The Bloomberg number is 73% average in terms of good to excellent. The range is pretty wide, 64 to 78%. That will probably be a number that the trade pings off of in the overnight trade, Globex trade, Tuesday night, if it's on either side of the extremes on those ranges. But you had the wheat market really seeing a very nice rain most of the weekend for the hard red wheat belt, going to be followed up in the forecast for another good rain. And so we put into jeopardy last week's lows of that 524.5 level in soft red wheat. Got about 3 cents from it as we went into Tuesday's close. That's going to be a big number to me.
Well, I've heard some chatter as well, some global pressure with weather on these wheat markets as well. Maybe that combining with the U.S. weather here a little bit just to add to some of the sell pressure coming out of the holiday.
I agree. I think the Black Sea is looking a little bit more favorable. China is looking a little bit more favorable, but not as much as I think maybe the trade's trying to get away with at this point. And what I mean by that is it looks like Russia and Ukraine will cool down. There will be some rains around. Not sure if it's going to be great coverage for the Chinese weather market and the wheat belt over there. Looks like a cool down for now, but not a lot of rains. And what I noticed in the midday updates on some of the other models that I look at is maybe the heat returning to key provinces such as Henan and getting back into the 90-degree range as we get to the very end of the 14-day model outlook. So that's something I think we'll want to keep in mind as we close out this month and get ready to go into June. I'm inclined to think without any kind of spark like that, though, we've probably had the weather run in the wheat, and the market's going to have to find out when we get the harvesters and get the combines in the fields in another 30 or so days in the Northern Hemisphere that the crop's probably not there, and they're going to have to rebuild probably some of the supply shortfall as we think about, you know, whether we're going to have strong demand all the way through the middle of the year or not.
How about over in that cattle complex? Been quite an interesting day there on Tuesday. I know the on-feed report was about as neutral as you could get on Friday, I would say, yet we started slightly higher and then had a fairly big sell-off in futures here through Tuesday. We got some of that back, but what are you watching in this cattle trade, Mike?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there were some rumors that I'd heard from another colleague about the screwworm potentially being in this country. I don't even want to talk about it at this point because I don't think it's worth talking about. I think that maybe got into the trade, but not sure if it did. I tend to feel like that the funds who are so heavily long right now in the commitment of traders, you're right, it was mostly a neutral report. Cold storage was probably slightly friendly, if you ask me. But did the numbers do anything to feed the bull? I doubt it, except for maybe the marketing's number when it came to the fat cattle, with those marketing's being up on the top end of the high range of estimates. So I would say post-holiday trade, it's just one of those good old-fashioned profit-taking days. Let's test technical support. Let's test some of the longer-term trends, potentially, and then let's see if cash develops here at the end of the week. As we found out that Packers were probably going into the long holiday weekend still short bought. So I'm not going to say this is the top. I'm not going to say this is the bottom. I think this is one of those markets where you watch the 295 level in August feeders. That's a key support level. If we would take that out on a weekly close, I'd start to get nervous if the cash market didn't come back in.
And finally, in those outside markets, we see the stock market, the Dow up sharply. The dollar is up as well. Sounds like the European Union wants to, quote unquote, fast track talks with the U.S. in regards to tariffs and more. I mean, looking at things like that in the weekend, the news headlines didn't really flow too badly, I would say. But it just feels like a risk on day in the outside markets.
Yeah, exactly. And I think this is where they're taking the pressure out of the tariff mindset. In other words, stocks rallying and the dollar rallying, those are both indications that the trade's less worried about tariffs. It's good for the livestock and that Wall Street is rallying. Probably helped us come around in the fat cattle as well as we closed out Tuesday's trade. The dollar strength, though, probably also weighing on the wheat a little bit. And I would say one of the big things to be watching as we close out this week and get into next week is what does President Trump and the Trump administration potentially do as far as increased sanctions on Russia? Does that change the dynamic of the crude oil market? Does it weaken the ruble again and hurt us when it comes to the currency markets even more? So something that probably we need to be watching now that we've got some of this new news.
All right, Mike, if folks want to reach out to you for a conversation there, Global Commodity Analytics, what's the best way?
Globalcomresearch.com is the best way to go about it. GlobalCom with two M's, research.com. You can sign up for a free two-week trial.
Mike Zuzalo, Global Commodity Analytics. Thanks for joining us here on today's market wrap-up. We appreciate it.
Have a great week, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
And always remember that risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. That is going to do it for our market wrap-up for Tuesday, May 27th, here on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Local markets from Tuesday, Elsevia Durand Cash Corn 407, June 410, July 413, New Crop 387, Cash Beans 978, June 983, July 988, New Crop 961. Big River Resources Boyceville Cash Corn 426 and a quarter, June and July 420 and a quarter, New Crop 395 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia Cash Corn 430, June 431, August 419, New Crop 397. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound Cash Corn 409, July 409, New Crop 396, Cash Beans 992, June 992, New Crop 975. Allied Cooperative Blair Cash Corn 415, New Crop 396, Cash Beans at 977, New Crop 966. Red Wing Grains, Cash Corn 432, June 433, July 434, New Crop 407, Cash Beans 1024, June 1028, July 1029, New Crop at 992. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cash Corn 403, June 407, New Crop 392, Cash Beans 993, June 993, New Crop 978. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 209 to 232, Holstein fed cattle 188 to 206, market cows 124 to 149, bulls 145 to 194, calves 600 to 1520, feeder cattle, beef steers 212 to 560, Holstein steers 190 to 495. Sheep markets, light lambs 267 and down, market lambs 230 and down, ewes 135 and down, rams 90 and down, and goat markets does 420 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. With the commodity markets closed yesterday for the Memorial Day holiday, the cattle markets are reacting today to Friday's cattle on feed report. USDA's data shows continued tightness in the American cattle supply, and I'll have the details when we return. How does Nutrien Ag Solutions conduct research at the speed of farming? Thaddeus Bates, Senior Manager of Applied Agronomy, spoke with me about the newly opened Innovation Farm outside Champaign, Illinois, and what they do.
We don't do any R&D here. What we do is we pick up where R&D leaves off, and we work with our cooperators, our basic suppliers, to, we'll say, get it across the finish line. So we're looking at products 3 years before they receive a label. We're working with our suppliers. That helps the suppliers get the product into the market quicker and helps us understand how they're going to react and work within the environment that they're going to be living in.
One area of research is machine-enabled agronomy. Thaddeus, what is that?
Machine-enabled agronomy is all the components of the data and how it flows from piece to piece and how we can become more efficient, making sure that we make the most accurate application on those acres.
Thaddeus Bates, thanks for joining us for this week's Agronomy for Your Acres. And folks, if you want to put these innovations to work on your farm, learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
With the markets back open today, traders are evaluating the USDA's May Cattle on Feed report, which showed ongoing supply constraints here in the U.S. beef industry. Market analysts were expecting to see fewer cattle across the country, and the report delivered. According to USDA, cattle and calves on feed totaled 11.4 million head as of May 1st. That's down 2% compared to a year ago. Analysts had expected the decline to be about 1.5%. Placements of cattle into feedlots during April were particularly notable, totaling just 1.61 million head. Now that's down 3% year over year. Net placements came in even lower at 1.56 million head. That is the lowest April placement figure since 2020 during the height of COVID disruptions. And if you take 2020 out of the mix, you'd have to go back a full decade to January of 2015 to find a single month with fewer calves moving into feedlots. Analysts watch this figure because those cattle moving into feedlots in May will likely be headed to harvest in the early fall, indicating even tighter beef supplies by the third quarter. Every weight class posted a year-over-year decline. Cattle under 600 pounds accounted for 310,000 head, while cattle in the 6 to 700-pound range totaled just 225,000. That indicates not only fewer calves available in the pipeline, but also a shift away from earlier feeding programs. This month's numbers also reflect some of the import slowdown on the southern border, which has now been closed to cattle imports from Mexico entirely. Regionally, nearly every major cattle feeding state posted year-over-year declines in placements. The only exceptions were Kansas and Oklahoma, which reported modest increases of 3 and 2% respectively. And marketings of fed cattle during April came in at 1.83 million head. That was down 3% from a year ago, but in line with traders' expectations. I'll have more when we return.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Yes, analysts say today's market reaction is expected to be bullish following Friday's cattle on feed report, driven by the light placement numbers and continued contraction in the beef supply chain. But with prices at record highs, traders will be closely watching consumer demand as we head deeper into summer. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, cloudy sky, few showers around at times. Low tonight, low 50s. High tomorrow in the upper 60s. Dries out for the end of the week and the upcoming weekend as the temps climb. Heating up into the 70s Thursday, 80s for Friday and the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 65 right now.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, I got my first truck when I was three. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill and wheel. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, or just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the drive-in show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause it's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a cooking deal. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, or just something women like about a pickup man. Or a brand new machine, once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupon de ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, or just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Yeah. watching airplanes take off and fly.
Dawn to Dixie on my mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
time for sleeping if our love is everything. 'Cause I ain't giving up, you ain't giving in. Oh man, our love starts slipping, love starts slipping away. 'Cause the life we've been living, it's harder every day. Don't let our love start slipping, our love starts slipping away. Wounded love walks a real thin line. No communication, kill it. Open up your heart, maybe we can work it out. Got the kind of love people dream about. Don't let our love start slipping away. 'Cause the life we've been living, it's harder every day.
Here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Barbed wire fence carving on a hillside, cutting holes in the midday sun, like a postcard framed in a windshield covered in dust. I love the rhythm of an old gray black tie, 33's just whistling by. Steer the wheel one-handed on a two-lane, hugging that line. I got the windows down, no one else around, singing. For an old New Holland, hammer down and pass them on up. The breeze smells like a summertime hay field's just been cut. I got the windows down, way out of town, singing.
Freedom is the miles I'm rolling on. Out here cruising to a back road song. I feel the wheels like a melody. Sing along to my back road song. Ooh.
Miggy singing,
Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.